You're listening to 98.1 The River, Homegrown. We had the Electric Owls off their album Ain't Too Bright with Darken Me, followed by Matt and Kim with a good old-fashioned nightmare. Digging both of these bands, and both of them will be performing in the Asheville area. Not only that, they're going to have some write-ups on them in the Mountain Express out on stands on Wednesday, and it is our Homegrown Spotlight of the Week with the Mountain Express here on 98.1 The River with arts and entertainment reporter Allie Marshall. She is on the line with me. Hello, Allie.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going really good. Two awesome bands, one awesome show at the Orange Peel on Tuesday, October 19th. The Electric Owls opening up for Matt and Kim.
No, these are two bands who are really different, but they both kind of come at you with this great high energy, and I think they're well paired, actually. And you were just mentioning how excited you are about the Electric Owls. They're putting out a new CD, and actually they'll have their own CD release show the following week at Great Eagle, October 23rd. Yeah, so frontman Andy Harrod worked out a deal with his label to take over physical merchandise. So the label will continue to handle distribution, but he'll have the freedom to put out as many EPs as he wants to a year. So his plan is to do like 4 EPs a year, which is pretty interesting way to approach this. But if Cullowy Songs, what I've heard of it in advance, is anything to go by, it sounds like this is going to be great.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it for sure. The Electric Owls recently just contacted me, too, and I think that's where I got the confusion of the two shows, their CD release party coming up, too. But opening for Matt and Kim, great opportunity for them, and then a cool CD release party at the Grey Eagle. Of course, the Mountain Express keeping you up to date with it. And a lot going on in the Mountain Express next week, so we want to make sure to cover all of it. Local filmmaker Paul Chattel is going to be at the Fine Arts Theater. Is that correct?
Yeah, and he just made a really neat feature-length film called Allison, which Paul is currently waiting for funding to come through for a big picture that he's working on with some stars. Dermot Mulroney and Wentworth Miller are going to be in it. It's going to be called The Morning Portrait, and it's kind of like a thinking man's thriller set in Appalachia. But he was doing some research for that and came across this kind of old-school style of filmmaking where he calls it, it's like really simplifying everything. And so using that art form, he made Allison with some great local actors, Brian Marshall and Lauren Fortuna, who plays the title role. And so a lot of it was just shot like all in one take, and they left the mistakes in, and it makes it very human, and it's just really beautiful. Just also a really intriguing film, and it'll be screening at the Fine Arts Theater on October 14th at 7 p.m., and then a matinee on the 16th, a 1 p.m. matinee.
So you got a chance to see the film?
I have seen it, yeah.
Okay, right on. We'll, again, read up about it in the Mountain Express. Hitting stands on Wednesday, and a big thing that happens every year that you guys do is the Best of Western North Carolina issue, and this year you're having two. Is that the first time you're doing this?
It is. It's actually so big that we're releasing it in two issues. The first issue, among other things, will be like the best restaurants and all of that sort of thing. And then the second issue will have a lot of the entertainers, bands, and all of that. So they will come out on the 13th and on the 20th. Yeah, we actually had twice as many votes this year as we have had the previous year. So it's huge. And it's really exciting that the local community is really in on this and really able to voice their opinion about all the different things around Asheville and the area that we all love best.
Definitely so cool. It's always exciting to see who everyone, the consensus of everything that's happening in the Asheville area. I'm always excited for that. And now we get it 2 weeks in a row. Yay. And another cool show, and also a band that I'm going to be featuring on my other local show on our sister station, 105.9 The Mountain, The Local Licks at 9 p.m. My feature band, The Mad Tea Party, you guys are covering it as well. Their release of Rock and Roll Ghoul at Stella Blue on October 15th. This is another Halloween EP that they're putting out.
Yeah, this is kind of becoming, I guess you can't say it's an annual event until it happens 3 years in a row, and I believe this is their second. Last year's was Zombie Boogie, and this year is Rock and Roll Ghoul, and it was produced by Greg Cartwright. So it should just be a great release, and the show should be lots of fun. Headlining is Mark Sultan, who is Barbecue from King Khan and Barbecue, and then Mad T and Dr. Phil spinning records.
Sounds like it's going to be a really cool show overall for their release. I'm bummed that they don't really play anywhere on Halloween. They do a private party thing because their music is just too much fun for Halloween. It's awesome.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I guess this year we'll see what happens with Halloween as far as smaller parties, since Moog Fest is going to be the big focus. But I'm sure some interesting things will pop up.
Yeah, no doubt. And of course, the Mountain Express will be covering it, like they are all the things that we've been talking about. And Allie Marshall, arts and entertainment reporter, keeping us posted as usual. And pick up the Mountain Express on Wednesday when it hits stands. Thanks a lot, Allie. We'll check in with you next week.
Talk to you then.
Mad Tea Party. We were talking about them, and now a new track from them. It's Rock and Roll Ghoul, off the title track off their new EP, and here they are on Homegrown. You're listening to 98.1 The River.